Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about freedom. I want to talk about what it means to be free, what it means to have freedom in our day-to-day life, why freedom is important, and what we need to know about freedom and our personal choices. When we think about freedom, we often think about the freedom of our country, freedom of being a citizen, or the opposite, being unfree, living in a communist country, in an oppressive country. We think about those types of things. We rarely think about freedom in the sense of our own personal freedom. We rarely think about it when it comes to ourselves and how we dictate over ourselves. And I find that oftentimes we read and we talk about various dictators in various countries and the problems associated with that and the pain and the agony. However, when was the last time you evaluated how much freedom you allow yourself to have, both personally, professionally, but also how much freedom do you allow for your mind and your thought and your actions? I find often that many of us live in a dictatorship. We live in this dictatorship that tells us what we can do, what we can't do, what we're good at, what we're no good at, what we should never try to do because we're going to suck it up really, really bad and it's going to all fall to pieces. I find that many of us live in this type of reality. But there is no outside dictatorship. There is no outside militia. But frankly, it is our own personal dictatorship over ourselves, creating roadblocks to our freedom that eliminate our happiness, that go a long way to accelerate the negativity and the hopeless feeling within our life. You know, I find that oftentimes when we sit back and just analyze the choices we make, we're able to understand why we're in the position we're in. You know, it's interesting because I've been in positions in my life where I have literally taken my own freedom away from myself at every level and been unaware at the same time why my life's not working the way I want it to work. It's interesting how it can be right in front of our very eyes, but we don't see the reality of our choices. So tonight I want you to take the Live Your True Life Freedom Quiz, and we'll take the quiz later on this evening to determine how free you truly are, how free you want to be, and how free are you living your life. And when I mean free, I'm not saying that you're going crazy, running amok all over society, doing things that are not good, making bonehead choices. No, that's not the type of freedom I'm talking about. I'm talking about the freedom to make amazing choices, the freedom to create an amazing lifestyle, the freedom to create the career you've always dreamed of, the freedom that allows you to be authentically real and to be yourself, without a bunch of put-ons and masks and makeup and other societal-derived things that get people off point from who you truly are. You know, I find that the more freedom we allow ourselves, the more we're allowed to be who we are. And I always find that interesting because I think we get confused with freedom. We think, oh, I got all this freedom, so I'm going to go out and smoke a bunch of weed and do a bunch of blow and drink a bunch and go get some hookers. That's what freedom is. No. That's not what freedom is. Freedom is the ability to be one with yourself, acknowledge who you are, done all the crazy stuff, gotten your life back into order, and found out how you can be authentically you. And you know, it's awesome when you get to that point, when you get past all the other circumstantial stuff that is in our way from what true freedom is. Because I think a lot of people have been bought and sold into the concept that doing things that aren't healthy make you free. And I'm here to say that it's only going to enshackle you and entangle you and put you in a web more than you ever were. I mean, I have clients that come into my office that we put into rehab and sober living, and they're sober. And for the first time, they talk about how they actually have freedom. Because doing drugs and overly drinking becomes a job in itself. It becomes another responsibility. It's not freedom. It's just like, okay, now I'm shackled to this. Now I got to pay money to this person to get what I need. It becomes from enjoyment to the need, right? And unfortunately, that changes and that leaves us with even less freedom to be who we truly are. Because no matter what, even if you are currently in that situation, you and I both know that those substances don't make you feel free. They actually make you feel not free. Because you're not. Because you're stuck on that. Anytime something has a hold on us, anytime we're stuck doing something because we need it, we're not free anymore. We've lost our freedom. Our freedom is gone. We are now at the beck and call of whatever it is that we feel that we N-E-E-D need. And that need becomes a problem. So tonight we're really focusing on our freedom, our personal freedom. We can talk about government, we can talk about dictatorships, we can talk about a democracy, and a democracy is important. I believe in democracy, and I believe in the Founding Fathers, and I believe why and how they created the Constitution. But I also believe that we as individuals must live up to a personal Constitution, right? Of doing right by ourselves, of doing right by others. And when we think about freedom, we have to ask ourselves, what do we allow ourselves to do? What do we allow ourselves to think? What do we allow ourselves to be? And what do we allow ourselves to live? Thoughts are things. And the way we think and our thoughts become actual reality, and how we live out that reality depends on our freedom. And when I think about freedom of thought, I think about the freedom of thought of positive, authentic, true thought. I feel that when we don't have freedom, we have self-limiting behavior, self-limiting thoughts that create the self-limiting behavior. And oftentimes, that self-limiting behavior begins with I can't, and I'm not good enough. The I'm not good enough thing is a big deal in society today. And I don't know about you, but I had to overcome the I'm not good enough thing. I had to get past the I'm not good enough thing. And you know, I still work at that sometimes when things are outside of what I'm accustomed to. When something lies outside of what I'm accustomed to, when something happens that I'm not used to, the first thing that's my go-to issue that I have to overcome is, I am good enough. Oftentimes when things are new, when they are undiscovered, what is the first thing we do? We get scared, we get stressed out, we wonder if this is going to work out. Will all this stuff kind of come together? Or are we going to be out there wondering what's going to happen next? And oftentimes in these new experiences, right? These new experiences, when somebody asks you to do something or you go to an event you've never been to or you have to go speak in front of a group of people, right? A lot of people out there, and I know that a lot of my listeners have issues dealing with the concept of going outside of your comfort zone to create something. And oftentimes when we go outside of our comfort zone, what happens? We get scared. Will we be able to do this? Will this work out for us? Will this work? Can we do this? Are we solid enough to make this a reality? And where does those thoughts come from besides the fact that we're a little fish out of water? It comes from that thought process, am I good enough or I'm not good enough? This thought process comes up in almost every avenue in our life. Think about the last time that you started wondering, am I good enough? Think about the last time you questioned your ability because you didn't think that you had the ability to do something. And where did that come from? That didn't come from an outside source. Usually it doesn't. Usually it comes from within. And there could be other people echoing your source. So think about this. Oftentimes we hear people telling us what we think we can do or what we think we can't do or what they think we can't do, right? But why do you suppose it gets to you so much? Why do you suppose that their stupid comments get to you so much? I'm going to tell you when I return, because when you realize this, this is going to change everything. Stay tuned. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. We got a few changes on the website that are very popular. Check me out on YouTube. Follow me on YouTube and see the latest videos and check out the latest videos on the website. Stay tuned, and I'm going to tell you this little life secret. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in two shakes. Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the freedom of thought, the freedom of action, the freedom of your mind to allow yourself to actually truly be free. And right before the break, I was about to reveal something of large magnitude, and I'm going to do it right now. Haven't you tried to do something in life, you know, trying to achieve a goal or do something that you've always dreamed about doing, and there's a family member or a friend that's kind of telling you about how they think you might not be able to do it? Or better yet, how that's just such a big thing. I mean, how do you think you're going to pull that off? Really? You know what I'm talking about. We've all been there before. And that's something normal. That's not earth-shattering. But I'm going to tell you something that is earth-shattering. Why do you think that it affects you so much what they say? Okay, let me ask you this again. You got these people naysaying you, telling you other people want to do that too. Why do you think you can do this? Or better yet, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. Why do you think that bugs you so much? Well, I'm going to tell you right now why it does. It's not because you believe in everything they say. It's not because you think that Marianne over there, or Jonathan, is, you know, Albert Einstein. No, not in the least. But you know why it gets to you so much that they don't think you can do it? It gets to you so much because they're echoing your internal thoughts. They're echoing what you've already thought. So in your mind, you've already at some point, to some degree, at some level, okay, told yourself that you can't do this, or better yet, in a sneakier kind of covert level, I'm not good enough. The I'm not good enough thought process has radiated in your brain, has moved itself from brain to action, meaning you don't choose certain things because you don't feel like you're worthy, you haven't made certain changes or haven't gone to certain things because you don't think you can achieve them, based on the fact that you think deep down inside that you are not good enough. Now, Marianne or John comes by and you tell them what you want to do and they say, oh, I don't know, do you think you can make that happen? That seems hard. So, why do you get so mad? Because it's almost like they're echoing your negative thoughts. You know, it's much like the opposite of preaching to the choir. You know, when somebody goes, it's like you're preaching to the choir. And that's normally when something's done in a positive note, you know what I'm saying? Or that you're basically, you know, echoing whatever's being said. This is the same thing, but when you have this negative echo scenario, it's unpleasant, unfun, and it angers you. And the reason why it really, really, really angers you is because you started it. You created it. For the most part, if you believed in yourself, then Marianne and John would probably believe in you too. And if they didn't, you would get rid of them. They wouldn't be around. I'm not saying kill them. Okay, I'm not saying take them out. And this isn't some sort of mob intention here. No, instead, you wouldn't hang out with them. You would have no need to surround yourself with people that don't see the value within you, because you would have already seen the value within you, and what they would say would sound asinine. Instead, because it sounds similar to your internal dialogue, it doesn't sound that asinine. You're kind of buying into it hook, line, and sinker. And oftentimes, the reason why we do this isn't because you're not intelligent. It's because when we tell ourselves something over and over again, it becomes our reality. The more that you and I believe something about ourselves, the more we actually make that into a reality. And I remember a long time ago, a while back, when I was leaving the church and I was looking for a place for my mom to be able to go to church after her divorce and a lot of other stuff. And I found a church that was very open-minded and very awesome. And my mom actually just fell in love with the ideology and the thought process, because it was all about loving and being loved and caring about your fellow neighbor and that sort of thing. And I remember the minister got up one day when I first came there for the first couple of times, and she said that thoughts are things. The way that we think become things. And I remember that, and I took that to heart. And I remember I went home, and I sat there after my mom and I had left church, and I sat there, and I wrote out in this notebook, thoughts are things. And that's when I began to do a lot of the work that I do with my clients. That's when I was able to begin to realize the negative thought process, overcoming negative thinking, but first off, recognizing how to see it. Because it's one of those things that goes under the radar. Because we're not really policing ourselves 24/7, and for the most part, many of us don't know why we would have to do that in the first place. We don't realize that our thoughts are getting in the way of our ability to create an amazing life for ourselves. And I say that now because it took me a while to realize that, but I was able to go back into my memory bank, and I was able to go back to my past and see how, on several occasions, I had, for no better word, screwed myself over by thinking things that were less than great about myself, putting myself in situations that I thought I deserved or didn't deserve, and then acting accordingly to that based on my negative thoughts, and then creating a pattern, not only in my personal life, but in my professional life. I mean, I made some bonehead choices, and I kept doing it because of the thoughts that I had in my mind, okay? And that's the key, is that how free are you from your negative thoughts? Because depending on the answer to that question will directly reflect on your current life situation right now. And I want to give a few examples, because I find that oftentimes people go, well, where the heck do I begin at, Ashley? Where do I begin at? And you can begin with anything. What in your life do you feel is not working out the best that it could? Okay, so I have some clients that come in for their career, and some of them can have the most credentials in the world, and some might not. But it's interesting how some folks can have so many credentials and still not have the job that they want. And oftentimes, why is that? Because they don't feel like they are good enough. They don't feel like they're qualified enough. And it's interesting how when we disqualify ourselves from any situation in life, we've disqualified ourselves. There's nobody else that we can hold responsible but ourselves. So what do you allow yourself to think? And I found that my thought processes, in order to be clear, I had to basically clean out my thoughts like you're kind of cleaning out a pool, okay? I don't know if any of y'all have a pool, but if you have a pool, you know that there's like leaves on the top, and then there's dirt, and then there's stuff that kind of floats in between, and then there's like really hardcore dirt and all kinds of stuff on the floor of the pool that you got to get in there and really work at, right? It's kind of like the idea of a glass of water. Think about your mind and your negative thoughts and thoughts as a glass of water. And let's say if you have a lot of negative thoughts in your mind, let's say we squeezed out your brain tissue, right? It's a really good analogy. This is a really good thought process, right? Okay, I hope nobody's eating right now. Anyway, and we pour it out into a glass, and let's just say it's just water, guys, just water, okay, just right now. And all the negative thoughts are like kind of murky water, and all the positive thoughts are clear water. Well, if, when you put those together, right, it's going to look like Galveston, okay? Just kidding. When you put that together, it's going to look like murky water because a lot of it's not totally clean. And so the way of getting rid of those negative thoughts and cleaning your mind is by identifying the negative thoughts and letting them go, but better yet, being able to write them down and see what they are. Because these thoughts are directly getting in the way of your happiness in a relationship. Perhaps you're single and would love to meet somebody, but you just can't meet anybody. That's being held back by negative thoughts. Perhaps you want to have a better job and you just can't seem to get it. That's also being held back by negative thoughts. I'm telling you, we do a lot of work on ourselves to self-sabotage. We are very good at it because we know how to press our own buttons, and we're the ones that believe in it so. And so when I return, I'm going to be talking more about allowing ourselves to think positively, getting rid of that negative thought, and how that negative thought directly correlates to who we are and who we become. Because that's what life is. Our thoughts become things. And this works and resonates on every level of life. Stay tuned. Check out Ashley Burgess. Check out Live Your True Life on iHeartRadio. Go to Live Your True Life Perspectives. You'll find the show there. You'll find the last 300 plus shows there. Even probably about 325, something like that. Go to Spreaker. On Spreaker, you can make comments and discuss the shows. And then check out YouTube and tell me about the most recent videos. Stay tuned because hashtag LYTL Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And be back this time in two shakes. Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about freedom. How free are you? How free is your life? How free do you feel? How free are your actions, and how free are your thoughts and beliefs? Because depending on that depends what our life is about. When we are very restricted in negative thought process within our mind, our beliefs are quite negative, our personal thoughts about ourselves are not positive, and the outcome usually is predicated based on our thoughts. Some of those negative thoughts could be that I'm not good enough. Some as easy as I'm not lucky. I'm not blessed enough. For example, I'm not lucky to meet a good person. I've never met a great guy. I'm never going to meet a great woman. I'm never going to settle down. I'm never going to get married. This is never going to work for me. Life is really hard. Life is really, really, really difficult, and nothing you want ever happens, and all the worst things happen. Do you hear what I just said? Do you hear what I just did? And how many times are pieces of that, parts of that, in your daily conversation to yourself? I have clients that walk in, sit down on my couch in my office, and they're in a good mood. Things are great, but they will say one or two things in the first sentence that is something about how this is never going to work, or something's never going to happen, or whatever it might be, or I'm never going to be healthy. I'm never going to feel good again. I mean, think about it. When we make these, when we make these pleas saying, basically, I'm not ever, I'm not this, this is never going to happen for me. Well, you know what? We've actually made that a doctrine. We've created the thought and said it out loud. And I often don't think that a lot of people don't realize the impact of this, okay? And you remember the way that we learn as kids is we write it down and then we repeat it out loud, right? You write something down, you write it down, and then you repeat it out loud. For example, or you just, in your head, you keep repeating something. That goes into memory. What happens when something goes into memory? We remember it. What happens then? We live by it. This negative self-talk is very similar to like learning the preamble, okay? And people don't realize that when we learn something like, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Okay. I memorized that like when I was six. When I was 6 years old, and I still remember every word. Okay. Now think about it. I have clients that come in here and want their life to change immediately. Right now. Hurry up. Ashley, come on. Chop, chop. We got to make some changes here. And one of the things I say is I can do a lot of things. I can help co-create miracles as long as you're willing to too. But at the same point in time, when you've been thinking something for the last 30 years, okay? When you've been thinking something negative for the last 30 years and you want to come in and change it in 1 hour, it's a little tough. It's not going to happen. But what you can do is begin to recognize what you've been doing, the impact it has on your life, and better yet, stop it. And through about a month or 2 months of work, your life will change drastically in an amazing way that you've never thought so before. You never thought it was even available to you. You even thought this wasn't even an option. But you got to remember, it's got to take time. Because a lot of these negative thoughts that we've had began at a very young age. They were created at the ages of 5, 6, maybe younger, maybe 10. What are you, 35 now? And you're expecting everything to change in 1 hour? No. But what you can do is change your thoughts, recognize your thoughts. Recognize your thoughts first. Realize the impact it has on your current life. And decide what you're going to do to make that change. And once you do change that, your life changes in an amazing, amazing, soulful way. Okay? That's what's so great about it. That's what's so amazing is it's not like it takes forever to see a difference. You see it drastically right then and there. And so some of these thoughts, you know, we realize that when we have these thoughts, that thoughts become things, and then we live our life based on these thoughts. And I, for one, have gone through life and have dealt with some real stressful stuff in my life. You know, when I was born with a condition that nobody understood. I was sick all the time. I was sick, you know, 300 days out of the year, all this stuff. And I mean, this will really do a toll on your mind. Okay, if you think it's bad, try this out. And as a kid, you don't know what's wrong either, so you think something's wrong and you think you're the problem, okay? And you go through that in life, and you have to go through the uncertainty and experimental surgeries and all this stuff, and yeah, it sucks. And it did a little bit on my mind, okay? It really, it kind of added some wear and tear there. And it wasn't for a long time that I realized I had this negative self-image. Because I never really stopped long enough to figure it out. And it wasn't until I realized that my actions speak louder than words, is when I started recognizing the action, pulling back and seeing the situation I was in, and then pulling back and asking, how did I get there? And realizing that it wasn't any else body's problem but my own. And then I was like, well, how the hell did I do this? And why would I do that to myself? You know why? Because of my thoughts. I'm going to tell you a little trick and a truth that most people won't tell you because they don't know it. Your mind is not you. Your thoughts are not you. Your thoughts are just going off. It is like the judge, jury, and execution up there in that mind, wheeling and dealing out ideas and concepts that may or may not have anything to do with the best for you. I've seen some amazing clients come in my door who had the world right there and could not see it, could not see it at all, had no idea the value that they had no idea what they offered, had no idea of their talents and abilities. Instead, quite the opposite. All they could see was all the problems in their life. All they could see was all the issues that they had. All they could see was the things that didn't add up, the things that weren't good enough, the things that we would sit there and say, ugh. And that's the case. That's from A to B. And that's where often a lot of us are. We're stuck in that situation, and we don't know why we got there. And we're living a life that we're not happy with, but we don't know how to change it. You see what I'm saying? And so we feel like a victim. So, and then we kind of start becoming that victim, but we also start kind of like getting angry at the outside world because we don't understand that what's happening is inside. We feel like this is being done to us, that the world is creating this, that we don't have a chance, that we are just a victim to a circumstance that is out of control, when in reality, we're a victim to our own creation. We've created the problem within our mind, and we don't even realize it. So, the enemy, to some degree, is within us, but we don't want to see it. It's like letting the intruder into the building that's going to hurt somebody. You let them in, you don't even realize they're in the building with you. They could be standing right behind you. And in this case, they're inside of you. They're part of you. They are your mind. And honestly, the mind, when it is not watched, when it is not groomed, when it is not taken care of, when it is not caressed and looked at and understood and cleaned out and understood exactly, that mind will go amok, and that mind will create devastation and panic in all areas of your life. Your mind can quintessentially take you into another stratosphere of anger and resentment and victim. I've seen some of the most amazing people literally go from being amazing to can't get out of their house because of their mind. Because they're scared. What is somebody going to think about me? How are they going to judge me? What's going to be said about me? And all this is in their mind. None of it is in reality. If any of it is, it's 1% out of 100. And they begin to drum up these fascinations and these thought processes that are so negative that they're too scared to leave their home. For most of us, we're not in that situation. For most of us, we can leave our home. We go to work every day. We take care of our responsibilities. However, aren't there things that we still want to do that we haven't tried because we just don't know if we can do it? Aren't there some things that we wonder? Isn't there some little bit of regret we have because we never tried something or followed through with something or did something that we think could have maybe created something amazing in our life? And that's what I'm talking about tonight. The freedom to recognize when we're standing in our own way, the freedom to recognize what it is that we want, and the freedom to recognize how to stop that negative thought and how to move on with our day-to-day life. That's what matters here. It's about overcoming that hurdle that we have created at a very deep level to hold ourselves back. Overcoming that hurdle to be the best we can be, to change our life, to better our situation, to overcome adversity. And the adversity happens to be us. And to be able to identify that adversity, not take it out on the outside world, but instead, recognize where it's coming from. Stay tuned. Check out the website. Check out Google Play for Live Your True Life Perspectives. Check out Stitcher for Live Your True Life Perspectives. AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. And Live Your True Life Perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time and will. Like this time in two shakes. Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about freedom. The freedom of mind, body, and thought. And to know and to determine the fact if we actually have freedom. Are we allowing ourselves to be free? Are we allowing ourselves to think freely, to do, to be free, to live free? And, you know, oftentimes I've dealt with it myself, and I have a funny feeling that most of everybody else is dealing with it too. I have had a tendency of harboring some major negative thought about myself, which in turn keeps me out of living my life. It takes me from having freedom to being isolated. It takes me from having the belief that I can do something to the belief that I can't. It basically makes me question every single thing in my life and worry. I won't be good enough. Things won't work. So forth and so on. So I ask you at this point to ask yourself a question. What are you taking yourself out of right now? What are you taking yourself out of right now? You know, the first thing that most of us are excluding ourselves from is life in general. The love of life, the zest for life, the thrill of life. Because when we're constantly negative thought process or second-guessing ourselves or thinking negatively about ourselves or feeling as though we're not good enough, we do not have time, nor are we in the right headspace to love life, much less have a zest for life. I mean, come on. In order to have a zest for life, you got to be really focusing on the fact that you're doing everything you can, that you're giving it all, that you believe in the process. And you know, when we're being negative and we're putting ourselves down and we're believing in the negative side of things, we can't see that in our life. And that does two things. One, it makes us wonder if anybody actually has that zest for life or that thrill or that love of life. And when we hear people talking about it, we almost think that they're BSing us, like they're full of it. Like they're, that cannot be the circumstances. And you see how when we have that negative self-talk, we take ourselves out of reality, okay? So all of a sudden, we've created a life where people can't be happy, and you can't have what you want, and you can't be good at it because nobody can. And people are constantly talking about you in your mind, and you aren't good enough, and you're scared. You see what I'm saying? It's just the way that life is. And all of a sudden, you begin to not only exclude yourself and isolate yourself, but you do that because you think you need to. On the flip side, you don't feel that life is that fun. You feel that life is very hard, another negative self-thought. Life is so difficult. Life is so hard. See? Nothing in life comes easy. Nothing happens easy. And yes, I agree that we have to work for things that we have, but at the same point, life is not always as hard as we make it out to be. However, when we tell ourselves how hard life is, it's going to be what we say. It's got to live up to what we say. Remember, what you think and what you say is the law of your creation. You create doctrine and law every day in your life by what you say and what you believe. It's just the same as an ideology. It's the same as a country. Think about it. Your brain is the government. So your brain is the government, and that government passes down doctrines, laws, rules, and all these are defining your life, right? So your brain is the government that's passing down the rules and the laws and the doctrines that define your life. Not anybody else's life, but they define your life. And so whatever you believe is true, it will create that truth in your day-to-day life. You know, the next thing is that what are you talking yourself out of? What about healthy competition? What about healthy competition? I find that life is fun sometimes when you compete for things. Now, not like in a violent competition or anything like that, but when you compete to be better than you were yesterday, it doesn't have to be about other people. I don't really feel that real competition is ever about someone else. And let me give you an explanation. Okay, so think even about the Ironman. Think about the men that compete in Ironman. Yes, they want to win the competition. But in order to win the competition, they have to do better than they did in their last competition. And I find that a winner, a true lifelong winner, doesn't look at, I want to beat Mark or John or Luke or whoever. Mark, John, Luke. I don't want to beat them. I need to be better than I was in my last race. I need to be better when I was in the last competition. I need to be better than I was yesterday. And I feel that when we have this negative self-talk, we cannot have a healthy competition with ourselves. Because why? Because we're not being healthy. All we're seeing is the problems in our life. All we're seeing is the panic, the sorrow, the downtrot, the stuff that we can't do because we haven't been able to do it yet. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Really? Healthy competition with yourself goes away when we have negative self-talk. Because that's the most important thing. Being better than you were yesterday is what it's all about, right? It's not about, can you be better than your neighbor? Who cares? I mean, really, honestly, who cares? I mean, it's like comparing apples and oranges, not even the same fruit. It's not even comparing fruit anymore. I mean, your neighbor could be 80. Your neighbor could be 18. Think about it. Your neighbor could be a triathlon winner, gold winner. Your neighbor could be, what is it that you're trying to define? And that's what I also find, that negative self-talk puts us into a category of competing against other people for things that really, one, don't matter, or two, have no bearing in reality. It's like when we have this negative self-talk, the only thing that kind of gives us a happy joy in us is when we're better than someone else. And why does that make things better? And why should that give us joy? In all honesty, it should be better that we were yesterday. We are better than we were yesterday. We were better than we were last week, last month, and last year. And I'll be honest with you. When you start trekking it and you get rid of that negative self-talk, or you catch it when it's coming and you start bettering yourself on a day-to-day basis, you're going to be amazed at the ability. You're going to be amazed by the talent. And you're going to be amazed by your overall work to better your situation. What about learning about yourself? Self-knowledge. When we have that negative self-talk, we're taking ourselves away from learning about ourselves and that self-knowledge, because what we're doing is we're creating this artificial negativity. We're creating an artificial negativity that basically takes away from our joy, makes us feel insecure, makes us wonder if we're in the right place at the right time. We have problems and difficulty analyzing the situation. And unfortunately, we don't get to know ourselves well. Instead, we're just too busy putting ourselves down, arguing with ourselves, having problems. And this becomes a real issue. In order to really, truly understand ourselves and to learn about ourselves, we have to accept ourselves and understand that we will be negative in certain aspects, but to watch it, to understand it, to let it go, and to also realize when we're judging ourselves in negative ways so that we can learn from that and understand where that knowledge and where that negativity is coming from. Because again, to know about this negative self-talk is to have amazing personal knowledge and personal power. It's amazing when you begin to realize certain situations create that power, and realize when you're dissipating that power based on some negative self-talk, because all of a sudden you are the king or queen of your castle again. See, the brain, the government, is no longer ruling you with laws that aren't true. You see what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you hear the laws and the demands that are going out, and you go, wait a second, I don't agree with that. I am smart. I am capable. I can do this. Are you taking yourself out of being happy? When we create negative self-talk and that is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the background. Now, let me explain that. You might not always hear the voices or the conversation, but it's kind of going in the background. It's like when you go to like an office and they have like the radio turned way down, but you can still kind of hear it, but you can't make out all the words. Some people are at that state of mind with the negative self-talk. Other people can hear every single word that's being said, and other people that have gone through it for so long don't hear it anymore. The only way they can realize that they're doing it is to actually see their actions and understanding that they are standing in their way of progress every step of the way. And last but not least is when we have this negative self-talk and we don't police it, it gets in the way of our lifetime accomplishments. It gets in the way of our lifetime accomplishments because we can accomplish anything. You can accomplish absolutely anything you put your mind to, basically. Almost anything. However, when we have this negative self-talk, it gets in the way of us accomplishing anything because it gets in the way of us trying. We don't try because we're scared to try. We don't try because we feel if we try, it's not going to work out anyway, so why do we freaking waste our time? And I'm telling you, the only way that you can accomplish something in your life that's worthy and worthy of your accomplishment and getting to the purpose of the core purpose of your life is to see this negative conversation in your mind and be able to recognize it and slow it down and stop it. You owe it to yourself. Think about it. We get on people in society nowadays for making generalizations on certain people in the population. They're not smart enough. They're this, they're that, they're slow learners, whatever. But think about it. You are your worst, absolute worst critic. You're your absolute worst critic. Most of us have always been our worst critic, and most of us will continue to be our worst critic. I ask you now to take an oath, to take a personal oath, to value yourself enough, to put yourself on a certain spot high enough that you realize your self-worth. Begin to realize that the talk that you say, the stuff that goes on in your mind, nobody deserves it. And to begin to realize to police that brain of yours, that mind that's creating these conversations, that's causing this negative self-talk, police that mind, which is the government who's standing in the way of you succeeding. And I mean by that, I said they're putting down laws, your mind is, about how you're supposed to live. And when you start catching this and realizing that these laws and these ideas are not positive, in reality, they're quite negative and they're holding you back, you can begin to see it for what it is and actually work to create that negative self-talk by observation, with meditation, and by letting it go. If you'd like to work with me on this, to rid yourself of negative thoughts, to rid yourself of this negative component that's holding you back, and to work with some positive therapy that can actually help you remove those roadblocks in your life and be successful in that area that you just haven't figured out how to, I'm here. Even if you're not in my area, I do Skype calls throughout the week. I do Skype calling, Skype therapy sessions, one-on-one for 45, 60 minutes, and 80-minute sessions. I have clients constantly have breakthroughs every appointment we have because I can help them get to the core of their issues and help them find their true self and help them become authentic and be able to look at themselves in the mirror and be happy and walk into every situation with success, with amazing fortitude, and with the ability to know that, yes, they can do it because they are amazing. Contact me at AshleyBurgess.com. Go to my website, AshleyBergess.com, AshleyBergess.com. Click on the contact page, and you'll see a form. Fill it out. Push the send button and I will respond immediately. Remember to check your junk files and your trash files because since we haven't been emailing each other, my email response to you might not actually get to you. It might actually end up in your junk box. So please check that and be aware that I am going to respond back to you within 36 hours. Thank you so much. I have another hour for you. Live your true life perspectives. Yours, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in three shakes.